This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I feel the blood of Jesus flowing inside my soul.
I feel
the blood of Jesus making me truly whole.
I feel so friends, I can't ever lie. With this one I cannot die.
I feel the blood of Jesus making me truly whole.
I feel
the blood of Jesus flowing inside my soul.
I feel
the blood of Jesus making me truly whole.
I've been so friends, I can't align. With this one I cannot die.
I feel the blood of Jesus making me truly whole.
I don't know where I'm going, but I know it won't be long before I reach that blessed land of sacred song. And in my heart I'm praying, 'cause I know where I'm going is to that land of blessed peace beyond the stars. So
I feel
the blood of Jesus
flowing inside my soul.
I feel the blood of Jesus making me.
For our reflections, we shall look at Genesis chapter 14, verses 8 to 14.
Then the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, the king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, marched out and drew up their battle lines in the valley of Siddim against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goyim, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar. Four kings against five. Now the valley of Siddim was full of tar pits, and when the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some of the men fell into them, and the rest fled to the hills. The four kings seized all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their food. Then they went away. They also carried off Abram's nephew Lot and his possessions, since he was living in Sodom. A man who had escaped came and reported this to Abram the Hebrew. Now Abram was living near the great trees of Mamre the Amorite, a brother of Eshcol and Anah, all of whom were allied with Abram. When Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan.
You just listened to the audio version of Genesis chapter 14, verses 8 to 14.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Voice of hope. A thief, a fornicator, an idolater, a murderer, liar, envious, arrogant, selfish, unforgiving, bitter, disobedient to God's commandments. Are you guilty of any of these sins and many more? Then you deserve to die forever. But wait a minute. Someone has been sacrificed for you. He is Jesus Christ. So there's no need to die anymore. Hallelujah. All you need to do is to confess Him as your personal Savior. Get baptized by immersion into a true Bible-believing church. And daily, pray for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. He will help you overcome your bad habits. And by the time Christ returns to give you the promised city and eternal life of joy, your character would have been refined. God bless you richly as you accept Jesus Christ into your life today. Amen. Listener, you're welcome again to Healthy You. Today we're going to talk about colorectal cancer, a mouthful, I must say. And I have here with me Mr. Chirifor. Mr. Chirifor, you're welcome once again to our studios.
Thank you very much.
I am Sharon Mensah-Doku. Today we would like to talk about cancers of the colon and the rectum. The colon is a large intestine, the lower digestive tract. The rectum is the last several centimeters of the colon. Cancers in these areas are often referred to as colorectal cancers. A new study finds that the number of people developing this type of cancer worldwide over the past 20 years has markedly increased among both men and women. The rise has been most dramatic in Eastern Europe, parts of Asia, and in South America. Mr. Chirifor, colorectal cancer, what is it?
Colorectal cancer is now the fourth most common cancer in men and the third most common cancer in women worldwide. As examples of how dramatically the diagnosis of this disease is increasing, in Slovenia, the incidence has increased 70% in men and 20% in women in the past 20 years. In Japan, rates have risen 92 among men and 47 among women. Researchers believe that the increase reflects the adoption of Western lifestyles and behaviors as the known risk factors for colorectal cancer. These include diets containing red and processed meats, which are rich in fats and calories, but low in fiber. Inadequate intake of fruits and vegetables, obesity, physical inactivity, poorly controlled diabetes, smoking, and heavy alcohol consumption.
So this colorectal cancer, how does it develop?
Actually, the lining cell of our colon and rectum form a physical barrier between our bodies and the bacteria and toxic poisons that find their way into our digestive tracts. We were created with sophisticated mechanism designed to constantly replace the lining cells that have become damaged by the digestive process, by bacteria and the poisons. While healthy new living cells normally grow and divide in an orderly fashion, sometimes poisons cause this growth to become uncontrolled. The cells continue to divide when new cells aren't needed, and they form small abnormal clumps in the lining tissue of our intestine called polyps. Over a period of time, spanning several years, some of these abnormal polyps can degenerate into cancer.
So, aside the observations you've made earlier, are there any other factors that can cause the cancer of the colon and the rectum?
Yeah, other known risk factors include aging. About 90% of people are over the age of 50 at the time of their diagnosis. People of African heritage have a greater risk of developing the disease than do members of other races. Additionally, abnormal genes that we inherit from our family can significantly increase our risk of developing colorectal cancer.
Mm-hmm. So Africans have a higher risk. Okay. Yeah. So if someone has this cancer, are there any symptoms that a person is supposed to feel or see?
Of course, there are symptoms, and it includes bowel changes as well as the development of diarrhea or constipation. A change in the consistency of the stool, bleeding from the rectum or blood in the stool. The development of abnormal cramps or pain. A feeling that the bowel doesn't empty completely, or even such non-specific symptoms are unexplained weakness and weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, many people with early colorectal cancer have no symptoms at all. This is a real problem because if treated early, 96% of patients with colorectal cancer can be cured, while the cure rate of those with advanced disease is only 5%. Doctors now recommend routine screening of all adults beginning at age 50 to identify those asymptomatic patients with abnormal growths or early cancers.
Mm. Mr. Chiefo, I'm curious, how does a doctor screen for colorectal cancer?
Screening involves checking your stool for blood. Additionally, your doctor may insert a long, flexible tube into your rectum that is attached to a light and camera. This procedure is called colonoscopy, and it can directly view your entire colon and rectum. Any suspicious area can be sampled through the tube to make a diagnosis. Also, doctors may place a chalky liquid into your bowel in the form of an enema. It will coat the lining of your large intestine, creating a clear silhouette of your colon and rectum, allowing x-rays to identify abnormal growths.
So if I do develop colorectal cancer, will I at any point in time have surgery?
Staging tests will determine which treatments are most appropriate for you. If your cancer is small and not yet spread, a surgeon may be able to remove the cancerous portion of your colon and reconnect the healthy portions. For more advanced cancers or in people in poor health, the surgeon may surgically bypass blockages caused by the tumor to relieve the symptoms of obstruction. Chemotherapy drugs destroy cancer cells, and they will be used both before and after this type of surgery. Following surgery for advanced cancers, radiation therapy is frequently added to the chemotherapy. Radiation uses powerful x-rays to shrink large tumors. Chemotherapy and radiation therapy usually do not cure advanced cancers, but they do improve the symptoms and extend the cancer patient's length and quality of life.
So is there anything that anybody at all can do to prevent developing of the cancer?
Okay. Yearly testing for blood in your stool and colonoscopy every 5 years after the age of 50 will help to lower your risk. Also, making lifestyle changes will help. If you smoke, stop, as tobacco contains substances that directly damage the lining cells of your colon and rectum. If possible, stop drinking alcohol, as your liver must rid your body of the alcohol you drink. And the chemicals that are created in the process are poisonous to the lining cell of your colon and rectum. Eat more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, as the fruits are low in fats and contain the vitamins. Beta carotene and fiber are so important in cancer prevention. Finally, combine a healthy diet with daily exercise. Studies have shown that exercise is associated with both the prevention and colorectal cancer. Studies have shown that exercise is associated with both the prevention of colorectal cancer and with improved outcomes of the disease.
So if you're listening to me and you're 50 plus, you know what to do. Now we know that we have to go for colonoscopy, which is the incision of some instruments into you to check for the thing. And then we have to stop smoking, stop
tobacco.
Drinking,
have to stop smoking
and
tobacco.
Then eat small fruits and vegetables and then whole grains.
And then do more exercise.
And do more exercise. Thank you very much, Mr. Chirifo.
You're welcome.
Healthy You is by kind courtesy Dr. Richard Yako, a medical doctor working in the United States. The medical views expressed in this program are his and may differ for your particular health needs. If you need medical advice, please, after listening to us, seek consultation from your doctor. My name is Sharon Mensah-Dekou. Thank you very much for
any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on 233-2087-04532 or 0244-235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope.
There's no need for standing up for the right unless you're gonna
stand up against the wrong. Tell me how you're gonna ever stop of being weak
unless you make your mind up to be strong. You've got to do right. 'Cause it won't be long,
it won't be long.
Bow, 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 bow.
Let me tell you that it's
easy to hate your enemy, and it's just as easy to love your friends. Tell me you will have to live the life. The Bible tells you you've got to let the love of God come in.
Well, you've got to do
right.
'Cause it won't be long,
it won't be long. Don't you wanna love him better? Don't you wanna love him more? Can't you even say you're knocking? He's knocking at your door.
So don't you wanna make
haste to meet your maker before you've got to deal with the undertaker? He will take you right now if you are willing. Don't you know the Bible is fulfilling?
You've got to do
right,
'cause it won't be long,
it won't be long.
You've got to do
right,
for it won't be long,
it won't be long.
You've got to do right, oh, live a life.
You got to do right, oh, live a life. You got to do right, oh, live a life.
Calling for you and for me.
Calling for you and
see on the portals, he's waiting and watching. Watching for you.
Dear listener, welcome to the Moment of Truth. Today we bring you a continuation of the sermon New Birth Experience by Pastor Dr. Andrews L. Ewu.
In 1 John chapter 5, John explains further how you feel, how you become aware of your spiritual height. 1 John chapter 5, I'm reading from verses 5, 6, 10, and 12. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Verse 10, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So you become aware that you are a child of God. You are not alone. There is a sense of belonging. This awareness that I belong to God, that I'm a child of God, deters me from sin. This is what I mean. Because I know that God is my Father, I wouldn't want to offend my Father. So I am careful to obey my Father. And sin becomes a distaste to me. Sin becomes distasteful and horror. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when we shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. So there is this awareness that deters you from sin. You wouldn't want to mingle with drunkards. If you are going to mingle with them, then you are mingling with them because you want to witness. You wouldn't want to mingle with adulterers. You wouldn't want to mingle with those who are taking lotto. No, you stand out. There is this awareness, the sense of belonging. I belong to God. I'm a child of God. So you walk and talk and behave like a prince in 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 18. Listen to this. We know that whosoever is born of God does not continue to sin. But whoever is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that the wicked one toucheth him not. So when God becomes your papa, when you are born again by the Spirit of God, there is this awareness, and this awareness keeps you away from treading on the grounds of Satan. Listen to this wonderful statement in 1 John chapter 3, verses 8 to 10. 1 John 3, 8 to 10. He that committeth sin is of the devil. There you are. So when you are spiritually down, you sin with impunity. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So all the evil deeds, the bad habits, and the addictions in you have been destroyed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Whosoever is born of God does not continue to sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. That is the situation. So there is that sense of belonging, that sense of joy. There is that internal evidence that you enjoy. There is a great joy in the Lord and peace even in the face of trials. John chapter 14 and verse 23. John 14, 23. John was very close to Jesus. So whatever he's saying is the truth. John is talking about who Christ was. Mark is talking about what Christ did. And Matthew talks about what Jesus said. John is talking about who Christ is. And listen to what Jesus is to us if we get closer to him. Verse 23 of John 14. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Praise the Lord. So you become a member of the family of God. John chapter 7. Verses 37 to 38. It's very interesting. The Bible is so intriguing. It's a wonderful book. It says, in the last days, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. By this he was speaking of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So he says, I will fill your tummy, I will fill your spirit with the love of God, the power of God, so that when you speak like a child of God. You speak words of hope and encouragement, not words of bitterness, jealousy, and anger when you are spiritually bankrupt. And then Romans 14, 17 tells us something that needs to be read. Romans 14. Verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is what happens. When the Spirit of God is in you, your interest is not in material things. You are thinking about holy things, about heavenly things. There is that inner motivation to witness about the goodness of Christ to others. You love Christ, and the love of Christ propels you. Paul says that, for the love of Christ constraineth you. It propels you. You can't keep quiet. You want to talk to everybody about your new friend, Jesus Christ. That is one aspect of your spiritual situation. So now, we know what it is. When you are spiritually bankrupt, you know what it is. When you are spiritually filled, you know what it is. I haven't finished. Next week, tune in same time, and I will conclude. So you will know exactly what to do to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I wish you all the best. May the blessings of God be upon you. We are talking about salvation. We're not talking about things of this life, which will soon pass away. Father, thank you for my friends. Bless them and prosper them. Help us to know you well, because John 17:3 says, eternal life is based upon our knowledge of you and knowing the truth about Jesus Christ. Help us to put this into practice to become the kind of children you want to call as your family members on this earth. Bless my listeners. Bless Mother Ghana. And bless all those who love you and are preparing for your soon coming. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
That was a sermon on the topic, New Birth Experience, by Pastor Dr. Andrews L. Ewu. The continuation will be brought to you next time.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on 233-2087-04532 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.